Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, so look, you already know, like, I'm not going to put my phone down. I've tried it before. I'm not giving up my TikTok. I'm not giving up Instagram. I'm not giving up Snap. It's not going to happen. But your mental health is probably being affected by that. So what can you do if you are online and you're trying to stay healthy? Cassie's got a hack.
Yeah, a Burt Show listener of many, many years reached out to me, and she had thought of something that it just sparked her. This might help people. And I read through what she sent, and I was like, you're absolutely right.
And to preface, Cassie started off as our social media director here on The Burt Show, got promoted to EVP of Digital Marketing, and now oversees all of our digital and social. So you know a thing or two about the gram.
Just a couple of things.
You do all that?
I do. Surprise. So here's what she wrote. She wrote, I realized that the algorithm on my Instagram Explore page was getting pretty bad and affecting my mental health. Despite all the accounts that I follow being art, cooking, photography, comedy, music, I was getting reels of super thin runway models, tons of gym transformations, half naked people that I didn't personally want to see. I'm aware I must have done something to cause this on the algorithm, but I purposefully don't click on those and they still pop up. And I can't imagine how hard it must be for young girls mentally getting these types of images and videos constantly without trying. And same here. I like researched a supplement the other day and all of a sudden I started getting weight loss ads, but like not eat healthy ones that I engage with and I like, but the ones that promote bad eating, if that makes sense, like that are more starvation diets, that kind of thing. And that's very triggering for me. I don't want to see that.
Oh yeah. I was in my Instagram stories and, you know, ads will pop up occasionally. And it was one for one of those weight loss injections. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how the hell did this get in here?
And it keeps popping up and I'm like, I don't want to see this anymore. And it can even be something as simple as maybe you are struggling with, fertility and you don't want to see baby posts anymore, or maybe you, God forbid, suffered a loss and you don't want to see those types of posts anymore. So here's what you can do on your Instagram Explore page, if or in your feed, if you see one of those suggested posts and you're like, I don't follow this person, why are you showing me?
And they have been peppering us with those. It's like, I to the point that I got started getting pissed because I was seeing more suggested posts than I were the actual people I was following.
Yeah. I don't want to see this. I don't know this person. Get it off my feed. You can do that. Hit the top, the three little dots in the top right hand corner, and then you can say, I don't want to see posts from this person. Or you can say you're not interested, but then it gives you a prompt that says also you can block certain keywords. So you can click that and you can go put in your own keywords, whatever it is. If it's weight loss, if it's diets, whatever it is that you don't want to see, and Instagram will no longer show you those suggested posts. You won't see them on Reels. You won't see them when you search. It will be nowhere in the app. So it's a great thing to do for you, but also for your teens, if you don't want them to see damaging content.
Okay, rattle that off one more time because people are driving, they're not really focusing, they just heard you say, what?
And you can always re-listen to this on our podcast later on, but go, when you see one of those suggested posts, hit on the three dots in the upper right-hand corner, and then you
of that post, not of your Instagram page.
Correct. Thank you, Kristen. And then you can say, not interested, and then it gives you a prompt, and you can either say, I don't want to see anything from this person, or you can go in and put in certain keywords you can block. And our listener did this, and she's like, now my Instagram feels like a happy place full of content that I want to see again.
So this is something that I'm really, really serious about off The Burt Show, right? I'm starting to read this book called Dopamine Nation, and I'm about to say probably the oldest sounding thing that has ever come out of my mouth. Are you guys ready for this?
Do it.
Here it comes. All right.
Come on, Gramps.
I believe that social media is this generation's cigarettes.
It is an addiction.
Yeah,
for sure.
So as I'm reading like this Dopamine Nation book, and it's one that I'm going to share with my son after I highlight everything, because I know he's never going to read 200 pages because his dad can barely get through 200 pages. But, you know, the dopamine that you are releasing every time you go online, there's, in the most simplest terms, and I'm no scientist or anything, in the most simplest terms, you only have so much dopamine. There's a pool of dopamine like in your head. Once that is drained, right? you'll find that nothing really seems exciting. So you don't want to do anything except stay on your phone. And they are really super calculated ways to keep you on that phone and drain you of your dopamine. So now we're looking at a whole generation of kids that are all bummed out. They're feeling social anxiety, and there are a whole bunch of pieces to the puzzle of all that. But I certainly think that dopamine has a lot to do with it, and the phone and our kids is really changing the mental health of this generation.
You know, and it's interesting, they say you should stay off your phone for the first hour after you wake up so that you don't set that tone for that dopamine hit for the rest of your day. But I love this phrase, is people are like, why do they want you to stay on the app? If the product is free, you are the product. Mm-hmm. So they want you to sell on, so they stay on so they can get your data and they can sell you stuff. So yeah, I actually would agree with you.
Really? We're all together.
No, you're young and very forward thinking. Thank you.
This is The Bert Show.